Joe Frank died. That was the subject line of an email that landed this morning. And there was no comment in the email itself. It was just the subject line. He was 79. It's got me thinking how I think of a Joe Frank comment or show or thought every single day, be it in passing or just in the interest of sharing it with somebody else. I had just turned on my friend Joe, also named Joe, to Joe Frank just last week. And I'm surprised that this Joe had never heard of him, but I guess I shouldn't be too surprised, but he was impressed. I sent him a copy of Black Hole, which is one of his segments that I've been kind of conflicted over. I like it, but I can't stand to listen to it. I was saying in the shower earlier that while this was never lost on me, it only fully made its impression on me fairly recently that Joe Frank is largely commentary, very bitter commentary a lot of times, and the kind of, you know, cultural and societal critique that I don't think I'm worthy of even attempting. And to say worthy isn't to say that I have any aspirational thoughts toward that type of voice. I don't. But it's not always obvious to me who he's talking about or even what he's saying sometimes. I had followed him on Facebook, and I don't follow his wife, so I hadn't been seeing her postings about his illness. And I'd just been thinking recently, like, why haven't I seen anything from Joe Frank in a while? Because he's one of the few people on Facebook that I hit the setting to have his new postings always show up on the top page whenever they come in. So that might explain why we hadn't heard anything from him. He died from the flu. I actually think that whatever his last recording was, and I'm assuming we haven't heard it yet, or that it's not out there, whatever his final piece was, I think it should be called Joe Frank Died. I think he would have liked that. I didn't see an obit for him in the Times. I would have thought he'd get a couple of paragraphs in there, but I guess he's like a lot of people. He falls into that realm of influential without being a real trendsetter. He is an acquired taste. I sometimes will sit and try to listen to it, his pieces with somebody else, and it's in the company of others that I sometimes hear it for what it is. It's uneven, very long on the absurdist scenarios, very long on the ludicrous. I try to explain it away. I guess I make excuses by saying that he had to fill a solid hour of airtime with not even with any commercials. This isn't like conservative talk radio where you can fill 3 hours of airtime by saying absolutely nothing. I mean, he could have filled his hours with absolutely nothing, but he didn't do that. He was an interesting cat, and if I ever have any success in this realm, there will be no question that he was an influence. I think he's been in my head since about 1993. That's a cassette tape that I found in storage of his, and his dated 1993. And that would probably be the first time I ever heard him. I don't think we carried him at my little college radio station back then. And he's just always been there, sort of in the back of my mind, but never too far back. I'm glad I never attempted to contact him or befriend him or anything. I think that would have, ruined the dynamic. I mean, I said I followed him on Facebook, and he was one of the talented people out there who I was a little disappointed, I guess, or depressed to see how much time and effort they spent dumping all their energies out onto Facebook. But I guess at his age, you can either expect that or excuse it. I don't understand why, you know, poets and short story writers and novelists, I mean, I see people who just seem to spend all day posting to Facebook and waiting for comments, waiting for likes. How many novels could you have written in that time? Like I should talk, I'm a champion of wasting my time. I just have other ways of doing it.